The Upperman Bees get ready for their toughest test yet. The Jackson County Blue Devils look to build on their first win of the season. And Monterey goes back to the basics in practice. Welcome into the High School Playbook. We're joined now by head coach Sean Loftus of the Jackson County Blue Devils football program. 1-2 on the season now after picking up their first win of the season over Sail Creek this past Friday, 7-2. Coach, take me through the win. How'd the guys get the job done?
Well, it wasn't pretty. I think we scored in the first quarter or maybe the start of the second quarter. But anyway, and then we had the ball several times that would either we had created a turnover or by drives into the, deep into the opponent's end and then either a penalty or penalties or, miscues on our own bad snap or a fumble or an interception. I mean, just something, we just kept on kind of hurting ourselves more than I feel like the opponents killing us and stopping us. But then, like I said, the defense, the whole second half, first half I felt like our offense – was doing well 20-20, but then in the second half, I mean, we really stalled out and didn't do much. But I think a lot of that, again, like I said, was self-inflicted. But the defense, I couldn't ask for a better effort from those guys. There was several times that I think we ended up stopping them on fourth down six or seven times for the game. I don't know. A couple of those were inside of our own 20-yard line. So, the kids kept on fighting, even whenever we weren't getting the job done from the offensive end. Our kids did a great job and just continued to play and had a win's a win. It don't matter how it looks or how you get it, it's awfully good to just have a win in that column.
Now you mentioned it right there. You guys got the win and kind of get that under your belt, get it out of the way. Now you can focus on as the season goes on. I want to focus on the defensive side of the ball, and you had mentioned it, a really good defensive showing from your squad. And how impressive is it, especially with Sail Creek having 2 weeks to prepare their offense for your guys' defense?
Oh, I mean, that was huge, because – you kind of got a scrimmage film and one game film. And they get in return, they've saw two of our game films and stuff. And so it's an early on in the year, of course. I mean, everybody always gets better from game one to game two. They improve a lot from game one to game two, and they did some different things to us, but I just want to our defensive line did a great job in stopping the run, which allowed us then to take some chances and get some guys out of the box a little bit whenever we knew it was passing downs. Just getting that win for these kids, and seeing those faces after a Friday night W, was always good, and the smiles and stuff like that. I mean, that's what it's all about. Like I said, those kids just continue to play and fight, for four quarters, because it came down to, Sail Creek having the ball in the last, I guess we gave it, we got the ball and we punted it back to them with about 40 seconds, I guess, go in the game. And then we were able to get a stop.
Talking with head coach Sean Loftus of the Jackson County Blue Devils football program right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. The Blue Devils 1-2 on the season now after taking down Sail Creek 7-2 this past Friday. Coach, you get Sequatchie County coming up this Friday in week four, but in practice, what are you guys really going to be focusing on specifically?
Just eliminating our turnovers and doing some things on our end. I mean, Sequatchie County is a good football team. They They do a lot of things well. They're going to prevent a lot of problems to us defensively, just because of, you know, the scheme that they run, and they have an athletic quarterback that can run and throw the ball really well. But most importantly, you know, we just have to, I feel like, you know, work on ourselves, especially offensively. I mean, we have, you know, we've had some, you know, games to where, you know, we put a lot of yards on the, you know, on the, in that column. But when it's all said and done, we've got one touchdown on the year. So that's our biggest, you know, thing that I feel like that we have to continue to work on and get better each and every week is, you know, whether that's, you know, seems like each and every week we're talking bad snaps or ball security, you know, just simple things, things that we work on a daily basis that that keep on haunting us during times that we need it to them the most. But anyway, you know, we're going to continue to work each and every week and try to get better. And, you know, we in hopes of, you know, as the season continues to get towards the middle or towards the end, that we're playing our best football. You know, I've said it to many people that this bunch is, it's an older bunch, but we have a lot of inexperienced kids that have not played football before, or you know, I say not played football before, not played in several years. Some of these guys are, and most of these guys that I have that are juniors and seniors are first year high school players. And so I've got to also look at that, you know, that it's been a while since they have, caught a pass or ran the ball or made a tackle. So, you know, each and every game, I just feel like that we're going to continue to get better. And hopefully the nerves, you know, will, when the lights come on, you know, they'll go away and we start making plays.
Head Coach Sean Loftus with the Jackson County Blue Devils football program right here on the High School Playbook. 1-2 on the season, getting ready to take on a 2-1 Sequatchie County team coming up on Friday. Coach Loftus, we appreciate the time as always.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
Welcome back on the High School Playbook. We're joined now by Head Coach Bruce Lamb of the Clay County Bulldogs. 2-0 on the season so far, a bye last week. And, Coach, I'll start it there. I know we had talked about it a little bit last week, but take me through the bye week. What was that process like for you guys and kind of just resting up? And take me through the practice week.
Well, we just kind of took it easy during the week. We didn't do a whole lot. We just watched a little film with everybody, let people get their legs back under them and get them prepared for the next 7 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever it is. And you know, these kids, you know, they've worked hard, and it was a good time for them to rest and get back to, get their legs back and get ready to play some football.
Well, Coach, 2-0 on the season so far. You guys have put up 93 points. You haven't given up a single point to your two opponents. Is there anything you guys are not doing well right now?
Well, we're playing hard, and that's the big thing. I wouldn't say we're not doing well. Of course, we're not perfect by no means. We've still got a long way to go before we get that. But the kids are playing hard, and we're giving a lot of effort, and that's all we're looking for.
What are a couple of those things that you would still like to see be a little bit better as we head into week four this week?
I'd like for them to finish the plays, as in, you know, especially in up front in the offensive line. I'd love for us to, when we start blocking, we go until the whistle blows and we continue that, and just don't miss tackles now on defense. That's the main thing. And if we get that corrected, I think we're going to be really good.
Coach, who are some guys who have taken some big strides early on this season and have really impressed you?
Well, you know, I could just start naming them off, but there's so many. I think the kids are working their tails off, and it's great to watch those. But, you know, guys that you hear about is Joseph Markham. I think he's got 12 carries with over 200 yards and I think 5 or 6 touchdowns. And Alec Kerr has played in one game. He scored 3 times. Keaton Arms has played phenomenal, and you know, I just keep going down the list. You know, Jimmy Burchett, Nate Adams, those guys have all played well, and you're not counting those guys up front with Big John Hamilton and Ricardo McElroy, Levi Garrett. Those guys have played great so far.
I know you had said last week when we talked, you'd rather have a bye week later on in the season, but with this being your first year with the team and kind of meshing with that team, obviously both offensively, defensively, working pretty well through 2 weeks, but does it really feel like here in week four, you guys have sort of found a groove now?
We're getting there. Well, I don't think we're there yet. I think we still can be a lot better than what we are. And it's going to take time. I mean, you want to be playing your best football week 10, week 11, and hopefully that's what we'll be doing if we continue to get better each week.
We're talking with head coach Bruce Lamb of the Clay County Bulldogs right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. 2-0 on the year so far this year, a bye week last week, and getting ready to take on a Cornersville 1-2 team this week. Your first home game coming up on Friday. Take me through that. What do you know about the 1-2 Cornersville team?
Well, they're very physical. Physical up front. They have a tailback. He's a big young man and runs really hard. And name's Ben Franklin, and he's been touted as a Mr. Football candidate. So, you know, we got our hands full. And you know, not only does he play, that Ben Franklin played the tailback, but he also plays defensive end. So, you know, big strong kid, and that seen that way all the way across the board. So, you know, we better be ready for a fight.
Defensively for you guys, what are you going to have to try to do to slow him down?
Well, you always want to try to stop him before they get started. If we can get him going east and west to north and south, that'll be huge.
Lastly, Coach, you'd mentioned a couple of things you'd like to see get better, but specifically, what's got to get better as you guys get nearer to region play coming up in week five?
Everything. Everything. We can improve on everything that we do, and there's not just one thing that we need to work on. It's everything. And just watch these kids work. The work ethic is great, and I think we'll get there. I just want to see every phase of the game get better.
Head coach Bruce Lamb with the Clay County Bulldogs, 2-0 in the season, getting ready to take on Cornersville at home coming up on Friday. Coach Lamb, we appreciate the time as always.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Welcome back on the High School Playbook. We're joined now by head coach Adam Kane of the Upperman Bees. The Bees 3-0 on the season, 1-0 in region play after taking down Cumberland County this past Friday in another shutout. Coach Kane, take me through. What was working well in the win for the guys?
Well, we got off to a quick start, you know, got a stop on defense, and then we're able to get a score and then turn them over and get a pick six on their very first play. So, you know, the quick start and showed that we were kind of ready for it. And, you know, guys come out and, you know, made sure that that we were going to, you know, have a good night and, you know, took away the hope that they may have had. And so that was important. That's kind of what we stressed all week, and we were able to do that.
On top of having the quick start, how important was it to get started on the right foot in region play as well and move to 1-0 in that aspect?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's you know, all the games are important. You know, football, you're only guaranteed 10 contests, and you know, in the day and age of COVID and all the other stuff going on, you're really not even guaranteed those. So anytime you get to get on the field, it's important, but obviously, you know, if you're a team with postseason aspirations, you know, the region games are much more important than any of the others. So, you know, we always put a big emphasis on that, and it was good to start the region play 1-0.
Were there still a few things in that ball game that you would have liked to see be a little bit better for your squad?
Yeah, you know, as well as the numbers look and appear, defensively, there's still some, you know, some areas that we've got to, you know, shore up, and, there's still some spots that we got to find out if, you know, if guys are going to be able to hold up in those spots. So, you know, that continues to kind of be a theme for the, you know, first three games of the year. You know, I reminded the guys, yesterday that, you know, we are 3-0, but the combined record of the teams we've played is 1-8. So, I think the difficult part of our schedule is coming up, and that's no disrespect to, you know, to any of those teams. But, I think it's pretty clear that, you know, the difficult portion of our schedule's, you know, on its way starting this week.
And we'll definitely get into that, but I do want to ask you as well, through these first 3 weeks of games, what has impressed you the most about your team so far?
Probably the way we've been able to move the ball and run the ball on the offensive side. And, you know, that was a little bit of a recurring theme last year, is that we were very inconsistent on the offensive side. And, you know, we were kind of leaning on the defense a little bit more. But this year, you know, so far we've been able to sustain drives and finish drives. More importantly, you know, finish, you know, put a touchdown at the end of a drive. So, that's kind of the thing that I'm most pleased about so far.
We're talking with head coach Adam Kane of the Upperman Bees football program right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. The Bees 3-0 on the season, getting ready to take on a really good Fayetteville team coming up this Friday at home. And, coach, let's get into it a little bit. This week in practice, what are you guys focusing on to get ready for the Tigers?
Yeah, you know, a very talented team. You know, obviously ranked number 2 in the 1A division. Won a state championship 2020 season, and gave us one of our losses last year. So, you know, we got a great deal of respect and for them, and hold that program in high regard. We know most of the guys that played on the team are back, and you know, they got great size and really good speed at all the positions. This is going to be, you know, as talented a team as we'll face all year. And so we kind of know what we're getting into, because we played them last year, and it's going to be a difficult test. You know, they got great runners. They got a quarterback that's 6'7" and can throw the ball and run the ball. Good receivers everywhere, and big on the offensive line. And then defensively, they just play with a, you know, with an intensity level that, you know, it's hard to match. And we know we're going to have to get in there and, you know, try to do the best we can to match their intensity level and their physicality. And hopefully we can do that this year.
Coach, you had mentioned how it was one of your 2 losses a season ago, a close loss on the road at Fayetteville, 19-14. Was there one or two things that they just did a really good job of that made it tough in last year's game?
Yeah, you know, they got a knack for, you know, kind of making big plays at the right time. You know, we would get a play or two and then get into a, you know, a crucial third or fourth down, and they'd make a big stop. Or, you know, they did a good job of answering our scores with big plays of their own. I know we pulled out to a 14-6 lead, and, you know, they answer on the next drive to cut it to 1. You know, they big played us through the air last year, and, you know, I guess we're a little more focused on stopping the tailback and you know, maybe let our guard down through the air. I don't think that's going to be the case this year, because we got great respect for the, you know, the new quarterback and the receivers. It's just going to be a difficult deal, you know, being able to, you know, defend the entire, you know, the entire field against these guys. So, on the one hand, it's a daunting, you know, task for us. On the other hand, it's a great opportunity for us to, you know, evaluate where we are and, before we jump back into region play. So it's something I'm really looking forward to, and I hope our guys are up for the challenge.
It's also the 4th game in a row you guys are playing here in Putnam County. Of course, started the year at Tennessee Tech, and then 3 straight home games, with this one being the 3rd one. How nice is it to kind of start the season with the 4 games where you really don't have to travel too much?
It has been nice, but on the flip side of that, you know, 5 of our next 6 are on the road. So, you know, that's you know, that'll come back and get us, you know, later in the season. It is kind of a peculiar deal the way it played out. It obviously was not by design, you know, to open with 4 straight. But, you know, it's getting more and more difficult as we, you know, go from 3A to 4A. And, you know, trying to find games that are, you know, competitive, but at the same time, you don't have to travel across the country to play. So, you know, scheduling is getting more difficult here. And, you know, we're going to, it's coming up at the end of this season. So we're going to have to put some thought into that. But, I don't think I don't think I'm going to plan on playing four straight at home, anytime soon, I guess.
That's fair enough. You mentioned it. You do have to flip around and play a good amount of games on the road to close out the season. That's head coach Adam Kane with the Upperman Bees, 3-0 on the season, getting ready for a really fun matchup with Fayetteville coming up on Friday at home. Coach Kane, we appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Welcome back on the High School Playbook. We're joined now by head coach Steve Trapp of the DeKalb County Tigers. 2-1 on the season now, 0-1 in region play. Fell to Macon County last Thursday, 21-13. And a big development in that game as well. Your quarterback, Briz Trapp, goes down with an injury. First of all, what's the latest on him? How's he doing?
Well, he's, you know, he's got an MRI actually today to kind of confirm everything or to make sure we know everything that's going in there, so pretty substantial shoulder injury, so he's definitely going to be missing some time.
Now, filling in for him is Jordan Parker, your guys' backup. Just take me through when he did come in that game. How do you think he performed, and do you think he stepped up to the challenge?
Well, I mean, he had to. Really didn't have a choice. You know, he did what we asked him to do. I know he did throw one interception, but, I mean, it's, you know, another 12 inches on that ball, and it's probably another touchdown. So just, you know, making sure that he's executing at a high level, understanding, you know, what we need from him and how everything's supposed to work. And he's a gritty kid. You know, he's a young guy, but he's a gritty kid. He works hard. So, you know, he'll get a full week getting all the reps. And, you know, so we're pretty excited for his opportunity. And, you know, just all the guys, you know, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Just everybody's got to take it to the next level.
Does the offense change at all with Parker at quarterback?
Well, the majority of the things we can still do. There may be some things that, you know, we probably need to eliminate or fix or maybe move on from or something like that. So it's which we've always been multiple. It's always been about, you know, what's going to put our guys in the best situation to be successful. Is that running the ball, throwing the ball? Is, you know, so whatever that, we're not going to change that mindset as far as how our offense is developed. And but like I said, it's just, you know, talking with him, you know, over the weekend and after that game, it's just, you know, just make sure that you're doing your part. And that's through his preparation and understanding why we're calling plays and, you know, how things are supposed to operate and, you know, just make sure that they're operating that way.
Does it seem like the team morale is still fairly high even after the happenings of last week, the loss, you lose your quarterback? And does it seem like the guys are still pretty pumped and ready to go for week four?
Well, they don't have any choices. I mean, if somebody's not pumped and ready to go, it's, you know, it's about the next play. And, you know, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We don't like seeing kids get hurt, mm-hmm. you know. And, you know, especially as one that dictates a lot of, you know, the success on the offensive side when it's your quarterback, you know. So it's a big thing. But, you know, one thing these guys have done, you know, throughout the first few weeks is, you know, they've been very resilient. You know, no matter what has happened, they've continued to play. And that was the case the other night. It just – we wasn't able to overcome some of the mistakes that we made. And, you know, it was another one of those games, same type of games we've had for the first couple of weeks. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to come out on top of them other ones. And, you know, unfortunately, we wasn't on that one. And I would trade both those first ones for that region game. But, you know, so it's about, you know, yes, there's a challenge. Guys have got to step up. And, you know, just one thing we told them is, you know, we're really just going to see what you're made of now. And they've always responded, and we expect nothing less.
We're talking with head coach Steve Trapp of the DeKalb County Tigers right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. 2-1 on the season, 0-1 in region play after falling to Macon County 21-13 last Thursday. Coach, what are some of those mistakes that you had mentioned? Really, throughout those first 3 weeks, you've had three really close games that you guys are focusing on in practice this week.
Well, I mean, just, you know, just make sure we're executing at a high level mentally. You know, tackling the other night was kind of an issue in some critical moments, and, you know, defense was playing extremely hard, but just, you know, understanding your leverage and how to fit and attack things like that every single play, you just got to be mentally in tune. You know, offensively, we just wasn't good in third downs. We had a couple fourth down opportunities that were short yardage that we didn't come through with, and then, We had a few penalties on first down that just kind of took us out of, you know, any type of situation to get something going. When we were clean, we were moving the ball and did what we were supposed to do. It's just making sure that every single play we're mentally locked in on doing things the correct way.
You get a really good team in Watertown coming up on Friday. The Purple Tigers 1-2, but they've played a heck of a schedule. Fayetteville, Gordonsville, and Westmoreland. What do you know about them this year?
Well, I mean, definitely Watertown's a quality opponent. That's nothing any different about that. So it's going to be another one of those games. I know defensively they're always solid. Offensively, they tend to change up and do what they need to do, again, to put their kids in the best situation to be successful. So we just got to be prepared and ready for the things that we have seen, but also be prepared and ready for potentially what they could do. So, you know, it's a challenge. Our guys really got to work hard, both mentally and physically this week.
Coach, lastly, if you had to pick one thing that you've really liked from your team through 3 weeks of game action so far this season, what would it be?
Just the resiliency. Like I said, the first couple of games and even the other night, there were plenty of plays in there that they could have folded up shop and just, you know, let the game get out of hand and just, you know, try it for the next week. But they continue to play hard. They played extremely hard the other night. And, you know, we just got to make sure, and one of the biggest things we told them after the game is just make sure that our mental effort matches our physical effort and we'll be okay moving forward.
Head coach Steve Trapp with the DeKalb County Tigers, 2-1 on the season, 0-1 in region play, getting ready to take on Watertown coming up on Friday. Coach Trapp, we appreciate the time as always.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome back on the High School Playbook. We're joined now by head coach Derek Samber of the Stone Memorial Panthers. 3-0 Panthers, 1-0 in region play. They took down Livingston Academy 42-14 on Friday. And coach, let's start it right there. A wild first half that included four touchdowns from Caleb Flowers. What did you like in the win on Friday?
Didn't like the way we started, Jacob, but did like the way we settled in. Credit to Livingston Academy. They came out really aggressive on both sides of the ball. And we struggled early on. Didn't put a lot of points together, didn't put drives together. Gave up a big play on a single receiver slant. But, yeah, we settled in. Caleb Flowers certainly made some plays for us. He scored, I think, three different ways in that first half. A couple touchdown receptions, one of them on fourth down. Scooped and scored on a blocked punt, and then had a big run for us as well.
You guys almost solely went to the run in the second half of that game offensively. What kind of went into that decision at halftime?
We had a lead at the half and wanted to settle in and show that we could run the ball between the tackles. And that was very much an intentional, mindful decision on our part to kind of settle in. There were a lot of balls in the air. I think us and Livingston both threw it a lot in the first half. So we wanted to settle in and eat some clock there in the second half and prove that we could impose our will a little bit up front and run the ball.
Well, it certainly worked for you guys in the second half, especially. Obviously, still put some points on the board. In the first half, you had mentioned it. It was kind of back and forth, and especially early on with some balls in the air, interceptions on both sides, turnovers on both sides. Was that kind of the point of emphasis on things to work on looking at last week's film?
Yeah, absolutely. We can't beat the teams that we want to beat in our region and on the remainder of the schedule. Turn the ball over as much as we did, not execute the passing game the way we did early on. So that's certainly a point of emphasis this week, starting with a really great Monterey team.
Defensively for you guys, and you've talked about it the last 2 weeks, taking on a pretty good pass game. They've got speed on the outsides, and with the exception of that one big pass play that Livingston was able to make, does it seem like the secondary guys have done a pretty good job defending the pass game the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, we're proud of those guys in the secondary. We've kind of settled into a starting four or five back there that eat most of the snaps for us. But they did a really good job. Technique beat us on that first play. And what I liked hearing, Jacob, is our corner on that play, before we could even correct him on the sideline, he came over and told us what the correction was, what the mistake was that he made. So I think that shows ownership and a level of understanding of their positional identity and how they fit in the role of our defense.
We're talking with head coach Derek Samber of the Stone Memorial Panthers right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. The Panthers 3-0 on the season, 1-0 in region play, and going to Monterey coming up on Friday. Coach, before we get into that, one last thing on the game against Livingston. I noticed Blayton Flowers did a tremendous job defensively, had a few corner blitzes where I believe he had four sacks on the game. He also came out a couple of times, whether it be cramps or a couple of injuries here and there. How impressive was he after going down with what a appeared to be somewhat of an injury and still being able to stay in the game and make a difference.
Yeah, we'll keep it radio friendly, Jacob, but he was ill on a couple plays, I guess, maybe overhydrated, and leave it at that. But between plays, I think there's a play he made a tackle and then relieved himself of some discomfort and then made a sack on the next play. But my goodness, Blayton's probably an undersized linebacker, but he's got an oversized heart, and that really showed on Friday night, the numbers you mentioned. We had him down for, I think, 9 tackles, 4 sacks, a pass breakup. He was all over the field for us defensively, then carried the ball well, as you mentioned, in the second half.
Coach, getting ready for a Monterey Wildcats team this week. They just fell in their first game of the season to York. What do you know about the Wildcats this season? What are you guys doing to prepare for them?
Just a really good football team. Probably the couple best players we've seen in their quarterback and running back. Probably the best players we've seen on our schedule to this point. You know, whatever happened with them in York Friday night, I think, was uncharacteristic. We know we're going to have our hands full. It was a 1-point game between us last year, so we know that margin for error against this team is really, really slim. So what we're preparing is we're taking another level of intensity in practice this week, another level of detailed focus, and hopefully another level of execution, because we're going to have it. We know it was a 1-point game last year, and we're probably lucky way to come away with that.
Last couple weeks, you've dealt with some offenses that really like to go through the air. Of course, Monterey has Mason Bowman, who is a tremendous running back. How do you try to slow him down defensively this week?
Well, he's such a good back, man. He's as talented as of a kid as there is in our area and probably throughout the state. But it seems like the majority of plays he makes the first one miss. But we've got to get as many of those stone helmets to the football as possible and give ourselves as many opportunities to get that kid the ground as we can, because it's quite likely that he's going to make at least a couple guys miss on every carry. So we better have 11 guys getting to the ball as our best hope of slowing him down in the slightest.
Lastly, Coach, 3-0 on the season, have beaten a couple of pretty good ball clubs, getting another really good team coming up this Friday. Do you think the team is meeting expectations, or is there still room to improve as this season goes on?
Well, you know, the expectation is just to continue getting better. So I don't know that you can ever meet that. The coaching side of me is always going to be disappointed or see the negative or see the corrections that can be made. But I am proud of these kids for the effort they're putting in, the hustle they're displaying on Friday nights. And I'm glad we can make these corrections at 3-0. But it's going to be really, really challenging to get to 1-0 this week. So we're going to focus on those corrections and shortcomings. But in terms of expectation, the expectations to be better each and every day of practice and each and every Friday night we get the opportunity to play. So I don't know that you're ever going to meet that. It's such a moving target.
Head coach Derek Samber with the Stone Memorial Panthers right here on the High School Playbook. 3-0 on the season, going on the road in non-region play to take on the Monterey Wildcats coming up on Friday. Coach Samber, we appreciate the time as always.
Jacob, appreciate what you do, the exposure you offer these athletes and what you do for high school sports. And as always, go Panthers.
Welcome into the High School Playbook. We're joined now by head coach Scott Hughes of the Monterey Wildcats football program, a team that is 2-1 on the season now, 0-1 in region play, fell to a good York Institute team 34-20 on Friday. And coach, I'll start it there. What did the Dragons do well to make it tough on your squad?
Well, I mean, they're a good football team, and they've got a great coaching staff, and they got, you know, a ton of athletes, and you know, it's a group of young men that play very well together. They're very football knowledgeable, and they've played a lot of football together. You know, I've always heard about their youth league program, their middle school program, and so they're guys that have been taught, you know, since they were little, and how to play their system, and how, you know, they know the ins and outs of that system, and you know, they've been successful for a long time, and so, you know, it was one of those things they expected to win, and you know, they had a great scheme for us, and you know, we didn't play very well. And you know, we kind of sat on our heels for the first half and really kind of put it on a silver platter for them. And, you know, we've talked all year that, you know, we have a shot to be a pretty good little football team, but we also have a chance if we don't focus and execute to not be very good. And that was the prime example on Friday night.
I've heard a lot of coaches say you either win or you learn. What did you guys learn from last week's game?
Crap, there's not enough time in this interview to tell you what all we had to learn. You know, it's one of those things. We just got to become more football IQ. We've got to develop a higher football IQ, and We got to be able to just recognize things a little bit faster, and you know, we've got to grow up physically. We're playing a ton of sophomores, no excuses. We got to be able to grow up and be able to put our face in the fire and be able to handle adversity better.
Does it seem like, and I know we've talked about kind of the sophomores, some juniors on the squad that are getting some good playing time this year. Does it seem like that loss or that game in general may have just learned from that, saying, you know, we do have to grow up, and hopefully it in turn makes them better for future games?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we put them in as many competitive environments as you can, you know, possibly be in. When you look at our preseason schedule, you know, we jamboreed with Upperman. We went against Clay. We went against Coalfield, Trousdale. You know, we put them in as many competitive environments as we could find to try to get ready for games like Friday night. And, you know, it's a little bit of an immaturity issue that, you know, when you're playing those many young guys, that, you know, there's some focus issues. There's some immaturity that you got to handle. But, you know, it's stuff that we talk about every day, and it's things that we control. And that's something that we've really spent a lot of time talking about, is just being able to control what we can control. And we didn't do a great job of that Friday night. So that's something that we're working on right now.
We're talking with head coach Scott Hughes of the Monterey Wildcats football program right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. 2-1 on the season, 0-1 in region play, and getting ready to take on a good Stone Memorial team coming up this Friday. Coach, it's the first home game of the season for you guys here in week 4. Finally a home game in Monterey. How nice is it to finally just host somebody at your home stadium?
Well, I mean, it will be nice to not get on a bus, but I mean, you know, we've got to fix a whole lot of things to become a competitive ball club, and you know, our next 2 weeks at home are not going to help us any. We play an undefeated 4A football team that has great coaching staff, and they've got athletes all over, and you know, it's a team that expects to win, and you know, if you're a 4A school, you obviously should beat a 2A school, and so you know, they're going to come in here with a lot of confidence, and they're going to execute very well. When you see them on film, their execution rate right now, you know, something that I really admire, because they're executing on both sides of the ball at a very high percent. And then, you know, next week we have Rockwood coming in, who is picked by a lot of people to win our region, and one of the better teams in East Tennessee. So, yeah, we get to come home, but we get to come home to two daunting tasks, and hopefully our guys are up for the challenge. Hopefully Friday night, you know, opened our eyes that, you know, the things that we're saying every day, and we're not correct, you know, we're not physically correcting or mentally correcting ourselves, when our coaches are saying, hey, you need to do this, or, you know, hey, you need to do that. And we're still not doing it. Then, you know, at some point it kind of shows its head, and that's what happened. And so we've got to get back in and focus on us before we worry about anybody else.
Is that kind of the main thing you guys are doing in practice this week? You had mentioned two really good opponents coming up this week with Stone Memorial, next week with Rockwood, but it sounds like you guys are really just focusing on the Wildcats this week in practice. Is that the case?
Yeah, we got way more issues with our team than we, you know, if we don't fix ourselves, it ain't gonna matter what anybody else does. And so we've got to spend some time and learn how to play the game and really focus and learn how to just take it moment by moment, snap by snap, and be able to, you know, no matter what happens, compartmentalize and go on to the next play from there. And so we're having to go back in, and it's kind of baby steps, and we're having to really, you know, you hate to say it, you know, going into week 4, but we're really having to go back in and teach the game of football. And teaching a lot of things that we thought that we had already covered, but we're having to go back in and reteach it. So hopefully we can get it fixed.
As you go into week 4, you work on these things throughout the week. What do you really want to see the team do well against the Panthers coming up on Friday?
Well, I want to see us compete, and I want to see us compete in the face of adversity. And take the physical side out of it. I just want to see us mentally, you know, understand and recognize and mentally be at a higher clip than what we were last Friday. And, you know, those are things that we're really taking strides and trying to take pride in. But it's something that, you know, guys have to learn. It's just like learning math or English. You know, guys have to learn. And you know, for us, it's taking us just a little bit longer than what we expected. But that's okay. We'll get it fixed.
Head coach Scott Hughes with the Monterey Wildcats right here on the High School Playbook. 2-1 on the season, hosting a non-region game with the Stone Memorial Panthers coming up on Friday. Coach, we appreciate the time as always.
Hey, thank you very much.
Welcome back on the High School Playbook. We're joined now by head coach Mark Frazier of the White County Warriors, the Warriors team that moved to 3-0 and 1-0 in region play this past Friday after beating a really good Station Camp team on the road 54-27. Coach, take me through. What did the guys do well in the win on Friday?
Well, you know, that was a big win for us as far as the region goes. And, you know, we had a good week of practice, and we really harped on, you know, penalties and turnovers. And so the biggest thing we did, we didn't turn the ball over. And it gives you, a lot better chance to win a game. So came out early. They scored first. We scored on a first play to make it 7-7 and then end up building a little bit of a lead there. Did have some things that went wrong in special teams and a few things we've got to clean up. But, you know, offensively, we played really, really well. I think we only punted one time. So very proud of the offensive line. And, of course, Malachi Dow had a big night with 6 touchdowns and 300-odd yards rushing and 80 yards receiving. So it was a huge night for him and the whole offensive side. And defensively, we still got to continue to improve, but there were some bright moments there too. So it's a good game to build on, gain some confidence. And then, you know, like I said, though, we've got to continue to get better if we want to reach our goal at the end of the year.
Coach, offensively, you had mentioned Malachi's numbers. He's been just impressing every single week, and it seems like he keeps getting better every single week somehow. But the guys in front of him, I'm sure, are creating a lot of those opportunities for him to take. How good has the offensive line been this year?
Well, it's been a very, very impressive transition for them. They were probably our biggest concern going into camp, and to be honest, look, pretty rough going into our first 2 or 3 scrimmages. We played really poorly, but they got better every week. They continued to improve, and then Friday night it was a very impressive showing by the offensive line. I think Malachi would be the first one to tell you, and Trip Pinion as well would be the first one to tell you that those guys are really opening up some big holes, and just the improvement it's pretty impressive. So, you know, obviously, you know, as a coach, you know, we can continue to get better. But so far, it's just been every week, it's been giant strides. So really excited about that group up there.
Coach, I'm sure you guys as a coaching staff probably had high expectations for this season as well as the players. But do you think that win against Station Camp kind of gave them the confidence saying, hey, we can be a pretty good ball club this year?
It was a very, very big win for us. Just, being a region win, and we struggled getting that region win early last year. We lost this game last year, 14-10. So the game we, knew coming in, they had a lot of guys back, but we did too. So we knew we could compete in the game, but just getting over the hump and getting that victory, it definitely gives you confidence. It's a confident group, but as well as anything is, you see the W go up and you go, okay, the things we're doing are working and what the coaches are telling us is working. So it gives everybody a little added confidence going into the following week.
Talking with head coach Mark Frazier of the White County Warriors right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. The Warriors 3-0 on the season, 1-0 in region play after taking down Station Camp last Friday and getting ready for another fun one this week at Cookeville. Coach, as your attention turns to the Cavaliers, take me through practice this week. What are you guys focusing on?
Got a really good quarterback. Throws the ball really well. As far as the defense goes, we know that they can move the ball through the air. Their run game at times looks good too. It's just one of those things that's not been as consistent as their passing game. So offensively, I know that we're going to have to do a really good job to control quarterback. And Mace is coming back from a knee injury, and he's a good kid. And, he looked really good in his first few games. And then, of course, as far as us on offense, we just got to keep doing what we do. We think that we got to continue to clean up a few little things that we had go wrong as far as that goes, continue to hold on to the football. So that'll be the points of emphasis going into a big, big rivalry week.
You mentioned the defense against Station Camp. Obviously, gave up the 27 points. You guys had plenty of points to outscore them. And going up against the Cookeville offense that can throw the ball through the air, what are you guys focusing on specifically on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, like I said, the quarterback position for Cookeville is really strong. They've got some guys that run some good routes, some really good concepts there that Coach Hennigan has as far as that. So we're going to have to be disciplined in the secondary and make sure that we're reading our keys and our eye discipline has to be good. So, that's going to be what we talk about a lot, technique. got to be, you know, sound when you play a team that can really throw it. So we'll work a lot of technique and a lot of, you know, reads and keys and things this week to get ready to try to be in the right positions when they do throw it.
This is a fun rivalry game as well. You guys got the first win against Cookeville since 2013 last year. How fun is this rivalry game, especially now that it's pretty darn competitive?
You know, I thought that's one thing we talked about. You know, the rivalry was not so much a rivalry. We didn't hold up our end of the bargain there for a few years. So it's nice to make it back where, you know, both teams know they got a shot to win and both teams come in with a lot of passion and the fans enjoy it. It's fun when high school football is competitive. And so it's kind of neat to get this game back to where, you know, it is a toss up as opposed to, you know, we for a long time there, you just knew Cookeville was going to win the game. So now I think it's a 50-50 battle this week. So it makes it fun for the fans and you know, that's why you play it. The intensity that'll be out there this week, it will be hard to be matched. I don't know if there's a bigger rivalry around this part of Cookeville. So it's fun to be a part of it.
Head coach Mark Frazier with the White County Warriors, 3-0 on the season, getting ready to take on the Cookeville Cavaliers in Cookeville coming up on Friday. Coach Frazier, we appreciate the time as always.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us this week on the High School Playbook. I'd like to give a special shout out to all the area coaches who joined us on the show today. Coming up on Friday, we have a full slate of broadcast games around the Upper Cumberland. First on 101.9 AM 920, the Livingston Academy Wildcats still search for their first win of the season as they travel to Jamestown to take on the 2-1 York Institute Dragons. I'll have pregame coverage at 6:30 alongside Josh Scott. Then the 1-2 Cookeville Cavaliers host the undefeated White County Warriors on News Talk 94.1. Pregame coverage from Cookeville High School will begin at 6:45 with Rafferty Cleary and Ben Heron on the call. On Sports Radio 104.7, the Upperman Bees face the Fayetteville Tigers in a highly touted matchup. Both teams enter the contest 3-0. Tigers beat the Bees for their lone regular season loss a year ago. Pregame coverage starts at 6:50 with Tom Duggan and Tim Thompson on the call. Elsewhere in the Upper Cumberland Friday, the 3-0 Stone Memorial Panthers travel to Monterey to take on the 2-1 Wildcats. 1-2 Jackson County will travel down to Sequatchie County to take on the 2-1 Indians. Clay County gets back in action as they try to stay undefeated when they welcome Cornersville to Salina. DeKalb County tries to get back on track as they'll host a good Watertown team. Warren County gets a tough test at Mount Juliet, and the Cumberland County Jets travel to Lenoir City for a Thursday night matchup. Make sure to tune in to the High School Playbook again on Saturday morning at 9 on Rock 93.7, live from Chick-fil-A in Cookeville.